Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital Recap, February 22nd through 26th.
Do you want me to say it? Are you looking at me to say it?
God.
I can't believe that February is over. It's going too fast. I'm not ready for March.
It is. I really have no idea where February went.
I know I do say it every month, but for real, this month went way too fast. I know it's shorter, way too fast. And I feel like tomorrow...
2 or 3 days.
I know.
It's not... I mean, it is shorter, but...
I feel like tomorrow I'll be talking about the kids' birthdays and it'll be the end of March and I'm just not ready.
You're good. All right. So before we get into everything, first of all, thank you all so much. We got a couple really good responses to our request for some Leslie Weber info. So thank you guys. We are going to read all of those on Thursday's Port Charles 411. So make sure to listen. We're going to fill in a few gaps for Leslie. Feel like we're going to wind up doing multiple parts of her because then someone else is going to listen and be like, but they forgot.
Which is perfect because I love learning about her. She is awesome every time she's on screen.
Me too. And we'll talk about her this week too.
Yes.
But before we get into that, we got an email from Sis D. Did she write her? From D. Okay. From D. So we got an email from a D that says, hi, I love listening to your podcast. And then an entire paragraph that we're going to read on Thursday. So not going to listen to it now. They say, listening to your podcast. And one of you mentioned Maxie and Michael as a couple. I wonder if that would break the curse. Maxie's love interests, Jesse Cooper, Nathan, all died. Michael lost Abby, Sabrina, and Kiki, all dead too. They both have the worst luck. Maybe they can break the curse. Although I remain a Spixie hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying no to that. I'm just saying... I would like her with Michael. And one last thing that you've mentioned twice. There's no reason for Jax to have been looking for Frank specifically to get the kidney for Joss, as Carly was completely adopted and not related to Frank. So relationships had nothing to do with it. It's a weird, disjointed story plot. Now, this goes back to pre-podcast.
Right.
And this is totally something we talked about when it came out that Nell was the donor. And then she was... Because she and Carly are not blood.
Right.
They are both adopted.
Exactly.
So.
And Carly was already gone at that point, and Nell was all angry that Carly left her. Carly didn't leave her because Carly wasn't part of all that.
Right. So thank you so much, Dee, for bringing that up, because that is totally a conversation we had like 3 years ago before we started doing the podcast. And sometimes we forget to revisit those conversations when we're talking about current, because
right.
We know we've talked about it. And now, oh my gosh, we're coming up on 2 years.
Which is insane.
In a month, it'll be 2 years since we started doing this.
I can't believe how much fun we've had. It's insane.
It really, really is. So yes, completely weird, disjointed storyline plot. But I did do a little bit of digging and did read that you are 100% correct as to why Jax went to Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of that he just knew that he could get some shady stuff done.
Right.
So, and one last thing. I am a nurse.
Yay.
So we got some answers. There are numerous medications for which you can draw blood levels. Each of these tests is very costly. Some of your most common ones run around $300 to run without insurance.
Oh, okay.
I know it's just a soap, but as a nurse, I definitely know a hospital would not run a full battery of those kind of tests. First of all, they'd run out of blood, LOL. And also, it would be rather expensive for a John Doe due to their not knowing how they were getting paid. But the police are usually called and fingerprinting is done, but only if consent can be given.
Oh, okay.
So a comatose patient cannot legally be fingerprinted. DNA is also an option, but it requires consent, and police department backlogs in large areas can take years.
That's definitely true.
So thank you so much for answering those questions, because as lay people, we think.
Right. A blood test is a blood test. If you have it, you can just run everything.
Right. And then they go on to say, long-term diagnoses like diabetes, kidney, and liver failure show up in routine labs. But some common medications, blood levels that are run with John Doe's are seizure medications. But some common medication blood levels that are run with John Doe's are seizure medication levels, but only three most common types.
Oh, okay.
And then talks about which medications are. Anyway, email me anytime with medical questions.
Oh,
You might regret this.
yes, she's gonna start blocking our email address after the 400th question of how does that work?
Enjoy your show so much, especially like your fan podcast last week with the person who used to work for GH. That was Steve Silverman. So great to hear stories, and you guys have a very natural interview style. That means so much to us
Yes.
because we don't know what we're doing. I mean, I think that we now know better. Go back to our first episode and let us know what you think, because we've gotten better.
I think we've definitely gotten better. I won't say I got better for the last one because I was awful with Carrie, but excluding my fangirling, I think that we're definitely better. But I feel like we've had the same style the whole time. It is supposed to just be a conversation
Right.
where I don't want it to be question and answers, like questions to lead you, but not
Right.
just a yes, no, back and forth, because that's boring.
I think that we've gotten
So,
more comfortable too, because
right.
Radford was easy to talk to. Sean, I was frozen, and he was our second interview. Then we did Brielle, and I was like, huh. And
Well,
can't wait to listen to your Carrie Shane interview. Hope that you enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
the interview was great, except for Amanda couldn't talk to the entire thing.
And then I responded something. I said, oh, the clarification of the blood work makes total sense. Fingerprinting doesn't, though. I understand giving consent, but man, that has to be a tough call because I can see the good and bad in both sides of it. And then Dee just responded, although I understand it and it's a HIPAA thing, my personal opinion is that it should not be regulated that way. When you have family members who is looking for someone, and not only can we not do fingerprints on a comatose patient, we can't even tell people who call the ER if we have any Jane or John Doe's admitted, but they are reported to local police. I am totally fine with that one because you never know, abusers don't want, should not be able to get information on,
Who's there and who's not?
right? Because they could have left them for dead and then called to see if they are. So totally on board with that one, but glad to hear that they are reported to the police. But then we go right back to the round and round with they can't take the fingerprints because I wonder if we can, hey, Dee. Would it be possible? Maybe this is something we should do, like a change.org petition or something on. You know how we have organ donation stamped on our IDs? Maybe we should have something that says, if found comatose, please go ahead and fingerprint me. I understand the blood drawing. I wasn't thinking, I mean, I know how much I wind up having to pay every time I get my blood drawn, but and of course I know that they have to pay when they go to the hospital, but I wasn't really thinking.
I guess I didn't realize it was so many different tests. So I'm glad for that clarification. Thank you.
Yes. And then Shishi Gray wrote us a note saying, I just wanted to reach out to you girls and say thank you for your podcast. You're welcome. I have not watched GH since I was a teen in the 90s, but for some reason, the Robin and Stone anniversary popped up on my Instagram feed, which blew my mind. I didn't even know that Stone had come back in 2010 and 17, or that his character was still talked about at all.
Yeah, it's Stone.
I mean, it's
Right, you think it ends. I mean, there are characters, that's how we don't know who they are. Once they die, and you never hear about them again.
exactly. I was 13 years old when the Robin and Stone storyline started and fell in love with their romance, along with all my friends. Needless to say, the trip down memory lane has been absolutely incredible finding old footage online and listening to your podcasts. I mean, hearing you guys review Robin's Diary was the best. I had the original copy back then, but had to go out and buy another. Loved Michael Sutton on your show as well. What a treat. Even with the age difference, the two actors had such incredible chemistry on the show. I'm still watching hours of completely edited scenes between Robin and Stone that was purchased from a fan site. Can you let us know what that fan site is?
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I have the following points to address. One, for the nurse's ball, Stone could read Romeo and Juliet scenes when Robin first gave him the book. That I didn't understand at all because in future scenes, when he's practicing reading due to his dyslexia, he could hardly read the comic book. So he can read Shakespeare, but not Stanley. Second, the Lollapalooza road trip. These two kids were able to get tickets from Sunny, but couldn't find a ride to the concert. Why didn't they take Sunny's car was beyond me. And why couldn't they afford a $300 driver either? That was definitely a lot of money back then, but also Stone only worked, didn't go to school, and lived rent-free. So what was he doing with all his money? Haha, just a few fun points to address. But anyways, thank you so much again for your podcast. Definitely a big fan over here.
That's so cool. I
I
love it.
loved it. And like I said earlier, we have some more messages that we are going to read on Thursdays, more specifically talking about
Leslie.
So, but I love that.
Yes.
That made me, if you guys want to write us love notes, we love them. Not saying it, but please, please, please email peer54podcast@gmail.com. I'm sure that all of you get it. Also on social media, we do tend to get a lot of spam.
Yes.
So we actually really don't reply a lot to those messages, and it's very easy for them to get lost mm-hmm. in the shuffle. As you've heard us say before, oh, I remember someone told us this and I can't remember who it was.
Right.
Because then we screenshot and then we whatever. It's just much easier if you email us and I just throw it in a folder and print it out like I just did.
Perfect.
So thank you.
I love it.
Me too. It was so fun. I don't think I told you that we got all this.
You didn't. So. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So another real life thingy that I forgot to talk about last week.
Real life thingy.
A real life thingy. On the episode of 2020 from February 13th, it was about a journalist who fell in love with a surgeon who was a subject of her research at the time.
Oh, okay.
Except he wound up not being a surgeon and lied and all this crazy stuff. So not Finn.
Not Finn.
But I was like, that sounds familiar.
Where have I heard this story before?
GH. All right. So I just spent 12 minutes talking. Start.
I was listening to all your information. That was awesome. I don't know. Where do you want to start? There was a lot this week.
There was. There was a lot that did not cross over.
Right. Do you want me to start with my worst or my favorite?
Oh, start with your worst.
My worst? You know my worst. It's all Jordan. She's on my nerves again this week.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start. Portia finally let her have it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure out whatever you need to figure out to get Taggart out of jail. Make a deal with Cyrus. I don't care. I'm tired of your crap. And she's all kind of excuses. I don't understand how the solve all to that was, I'm going to change it so no one can see him. I understand that saves Trina's hurt feelings because Taggart refused visitors.
Right.
But that's not moving him out of being in jail.
Yeah.
That wasn't an answer to you're going to do something.
Right.
I don't like her.
Or the way that she was talking to Curtis at the wedding, like they've been divorced for 20 years and catching up.
Right.
That's how I felt.
Yes. And she was asking stuff. She even said, or am I not allowed to ask that? Well, I feel like since he didn't bring it up to you, he doesn't want to talk to you about it.
Right.
But if you want to know, then just ask the questions. Don't be all weird about it. So I liked Curtis with Sam this week at the, whatever that bar is.
Okay.
Do we have a name?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But we have major plot inconsistency.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is where I did my deep dive. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I didn't. Okay, first, Curtis was addicted to cocaine.
Okay.
So that is answering a question that we had a couple weeks ago because we thought it was pills. It was cocaine.
Okay.
Which, so Curtis asked Sam to buy him out so that he could buy the club.
Yes.
Yeah, that dissolved in 2018. Ashford and McCall, on May 30th, 2018, Curtis and Sam opened up a PI business together and they named it Ashford and McCall. But unfortunately, Curtis dissolved his partnership with Sam on June 26, 2019, leaving the PI business to become head of security for Aurora. Jax found out that he got the job as head of security as a way to get information on Valentine. So, of course, Jax fired Curtis when he found out his true motives. But at one point, Sam also left the PI business just to run Aurora Media. But then right. She wound up going back to it.
Yes.
But they have not worked together for almost 2 years. And General Hospital Wiki or General Hospital Fandom and Soaps and Death say 2019. So General Hospital Wiki says on June 26, 2019, the partnership was dissolved.
Okay.
And then soapsindepth.com says that Curtis joined some others into stealing an organ for Jordan. He next dissolved his business with Sam to become head of security at Aurora Media. So the reason that the attorney is taking forever drawing up these papers is because it happened.
He's very confused. He's like, didn't we already do this?
Didn't we do this?
Why do I have to refile papers?
Right. So that one's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing because they have not even been working
together.
They
haven't been. And when he originally said he was thinking of buying the club, he never addressed money being an issue at all. It always seems like he has plenty of money. So then he came back to Sam and was like, well, once this is figured out, then no, you don't need anything from Sam. Just go buy the club.
But I agree with you 100%. Love them together this week.
Yes. I would so much prefer that over her with Dante.
Because I even wrote, Miss Curtis and Sam's partnership. I thought they'd already dissolved the business. Mm-hmm. And then I I went down the rabbit hole
Good job.
because it was originally Jackal and McCall. And then when
Right.
Jackal left, it became Ashford and McCall.
Yes.
And in 2019 was dissolved.
I thought maybe I missed it and they had got back together.
Nope, I could not find anything
Okay.
that said that,
No, I'm
even
glad.
on her wiki, on his wiki, on all the soap things. So either they're all wrong
Right.
or
No, I would take their word for it. They often forget that they ended things and then just come back with bits of
but
storyline.
it was a big deal that they did that.
Right. And I
You know,
don't
it
think
was
it
a
added
major
anything
plot.
to the story to have them sit down and talk about it now. We didn't need that conversation.
No.
So, I
I
don't
thought Sam looked amazing.
know.
That power pony.
I
So, how
want
do you do power ponytails?
to
Because
learn
I
how
wear
to
ponytails almost every day and I can never get mine
It
to,
doesn't look
like,
anything like
it
that.
doesn't go that far away from my head. It's not
Right.
like up and down.
Maybe it's adding fake hair. Maybe that makes the difference because
Maybe.
she, her hair is not that
No,
long.
she has long hair, but
It's
definitely
not that
not.
long because even when it was in the ponytail, it still went down to like almost the top of her pants.
Yeah.
So maybe you have to add fake hair to get that volume and out. I don't know.
Do you remember, okay, back
Oh
in the
no.
90s, there was like that clip that you would put around the base of your hair? It was like a genie clip or something like that. Somebody please tell me that you remember this. It wasn't like, it was almost like a cone that you could put like around your ponytail and it kind of like shot it up and it would do that.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm crazy.
I'm not calling you crazy. I just don't remember that one.
That's okay.
I remember that thing that they'd have you put in and then like flip your ponytail inside out.
Topsy-turvy.
Yeah, that thing. And I was like, I don't understand why you need to buy a thing to do that. You can just flip it around.
Yeah, I had it.
Wow, you were cool.
No, I wasn't, but okay.
So, yeah, I want to learn how to do a power pony also.
I did like, though, so when Jason came, and they were civil to each other, you know, I mean, they obviously are not going to be bad exes, but Britt kind of sashayed up like she was marking her
Yes,
territory.
she was not happy.
She's like, so how's Dante?
Right, let me just remind everyone that you're talking to someone else. And then whenever Sam gave a very short answer, she was like, "Oh, good talk. I'll see you later,"
Yeah.
and walked away.
That was good.
Oh my gosh, her and Jason with that little girl. Was so cute.
Mr. and Mrs.
Cupid.
Cupid. Mr. and
Yep.
Mrs. Cupid.
Yes. So cute. We
That's
need to find a role
adorable.
for her.
Yes.
I don't know who she could be. We could have Felix adopt her.
There we go.
I'm sure she has parents, but I'm just going to decide.
I love that Jason read it as though like Britt wanted to make sure these kids weren't alone.
Yes.
He's gotten deep. Okay, so what's their name gonna be?
Oh, geez.
Jat?
Can
Jit?
we just not have a name?
Britja? Ooh, my sis one of my sister's middle names is Brynja, and it was actually a made-up name.
That's cute.
My dad got it from a woman at work, and he thought it was just a name that he hadn't really heard, and her parents had made it up. So,
There you go.
yep.
I'm not good with making names.
Neither am
Sorry.
I. Could be Britain.
Maybe. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't know
I
either.
really am not good with them. Can't help you.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But they were so cute.
They were.
I like their chemistry. We need to get them together.
And Britain Obrecht. And Britt being like, I am totally taking that outfit when you die.
That was quite the dress she was wearing to hang out with her mother.
I know. I was kind of upset that, and I hope that it happens soon. Her hand didn't shake around Obrecht. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for
Yes.
her to be sitting there and have like a tremor, and
Right.
because Obrecht is going to give up whatever the heck she's doing and move heaven and earth to help
Right. I was
figure this out.
disappointed with Obrecht this week because they dragged everything out. And that's not like her. She's smart. When she walked in that apartment, she seriously picked up the pillows on the couch. Where would he hide evidence? Not behind a pillow on a couch.
I was waiting for her to find the KFC recipe.
Did you think that was behind the pillow on the couch? Because
Didn't
again,
where did they
I would
hide
hope it's hid
it?
somewhere better. I don't have any
I
idea.
hope they don't forget it if they move out.
They
What
could
if
just,
all this time Peter just really wants the KFC recipe?
oh my gosh. They could just ask Martin for his mom's.
Yeah.
It would be fine. We don't need the KFC one. Sure, they're very similar. Anyway, no, She took too long. And watching the video there, you wouldn't just take the flash drive with you.
Right.
You're going to sit down. No. None of that was like her. And then whenever Britt called her out and is like, okay, you can go, they're standing there having a conversation. I don't like when they dumb them down. Someone who does bad things knows to do them quickly and move on. They don't take their time,
Right.
or else they wouldn't be any good at it. They wouldn't do that anymore.
Very, very true.
I don't know where to go. They're all.
So at first, when Peter went to go visit Anna, so later in the week, she's like, he just took them out of my hand, the papers out of my hand, and threw them in the. No, you basically handed them to him.
Right.
I totally thought that they were not the originals. I assumed that
Thank you.
she had copies. And then
Thank
she's
you.
calling Valentine later on in the week because I thought that she was going to let Peter do that. That's why she didn't fight him to
Exactly.
see if he would do it.
Right.
Maybe we're jumping the gun and
No,
she really does
I
have
had the
a backup.
exact same note before she got to the end of the week where I wrote, Anna really didn't make copies? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Again, dumbing down the spy.
Yes.
It makes me crazy.
I do like now though, she's setting into, okay, Peter is definitely everything that everyone else told me.
Took her long enough.
Well, I mean, if you were being told that your child that you didn't know that you had, but it was actually your twin sister's child, but you were just implanted with the memories, was actually evil, and you felt really bad because your twin sister made sure that you got your memory, got her
Her memories.
memories, so that she helped raise the son because she knew that you would do a better job, and it winds up that you let him down. Wouldn't you feel bad too?
That happens to me all the time, and no, I wouldn't feel bad because he was obviously evil.
I just really did all that. I only slipped up once.
Your yoga breathing is really helping. Good job. Whew, I'm tired for you. No, I just don't think, again, that she's that dumb, especially because she trusts Valentine.
Right.
She trusts him. And he told her on several occasions, maybe not the whole story, but he eventually got there and gave her all the information, and she's still testing it.
Yeah.
So I really hope that Maxie decides on her own not to marry him, not that they wait to tell her until after the wedding.
Right. So we're starting with their weddings this week. So let's just stick to Peter and Maxie's wedding.
Okay. There was no mention of Ellie at all. Spinelli's there, and
No.
he does say that Georgie's sick, which you automatically assume then she is home with Ellie, but he doesn't say that.
Nope.
I'm really annoyed. Just recast her at this point if we need to.
I was mad at how Peter, does he really think that Spinelli is not going to wind up telling Maxie, Peter told me to leave?
I was surprised that he didn't reach into his pocket and turn on his phone to record it.
Ooh, but he's not going to upset her.
No, but that's
Spinelli will not upset
information
her.
I would want for future reference.
Yeah.
I may not have to use it now, but it's always good to have it just in case.
And Felicia's not going to be at the wedding?
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, I'm just assuming that's Christina Wagner's availability.
Right, I would assume so too. At least they did mention her, though. They
Yes.
didn't do what they sometimes do, where they just pretend like that person really wouldn't be there. Obviously, your
Her
mom would
mother.
need to have a good reason to not show up. And she sent presents,
She
so
did.
thanks.
And I'm really surprised she did not send any Aztec jewelry. I
I
was waiting for
know.
it.
No,
But she
what?
sent Georgie's earrings.
Yes. That was very sweet and so much
Sister
preferred.
Georgie. So if you're a newer listener, I feel like Maxie's talked about her sister Georgie enough,
Enough, right?
but she also has a daughter, Georgie, named after
Yes.
her sister.
Those earrings were way more appropriate than any of the Aztec jewels, so I'm glad that we stuck with that.
Yes. And Maxie did not feel that she had Nathan's blessing. And so she went to check
Yeah.
on Nathan or went to check with Nathan. And someone's at the cemetery. Who do you think it is?
Oh, right.
She seemed really scared. Oh, yeah, because she doesn't know that she's there. Okay, that makes sense.
That's just my guess. I don't know. You're right. I didn't like how scared she was because I feel like she would be more, what the heck? Instead of, what are you doing here?
Right.
Kind of
She
thing.
seemed scared, was the
Yes.
impression that I got. But then I
Right.
guess if you're seeing someone that you're not expecting to be there.
Right. And she's already emotional because of the day and why
True.
she's there and whatever. I
True.
just can't think of anyone else. Who else would she have that reaction to?
I have no idea.
So that's what I assume. I could be wrong. But I like that she is in tune with her feelings enough that she said, the last time I went there, he did not give me his blessing.
I do like that she stood up to herself with Britt. Even
Yes.
though we agree with Britt, I'm glad to see that she's Maxie and is like, seriously, just zip it because I'm marrying him.
And I feel like Britt's going about it all wrong. As a friend, it is your responsibility to tell someone the truth, but after you've done that, you don't keep harping on it.
Right.
That's just how it is. If I don't like your
But
husband,
Peter's dangerous. So I think that that's where.
I still feel like she's made her point very clear. To not say how she feels, totally wrong. But she said at the very beginning, I don't like your soon-to-be husband. These are the reasons why. And then you have the choice to marry who you want to marry.
Yeah.
That's how it is. So my friends had plenty of opinions on me going back and forth between my ex and being single. I listened to what they said, but if they would have harped on it, it would have ruined our friendships.
Yeah. I'm
Absolutely.
there right now with a friend and I'm just like, listen, you know where I stand with it. I'm like, I'm going to
Right.
be worried about you, of
Exactly.
course. I'm like, but I've kind of already said everything that I need
Right. At the
to.
end of the day, I support you.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean accepting what you're doing, I think, is right. It just means I can't change it and I will be here no matter what the fallout is.
I do remind them that they deserve better.
Yeah, absolutely. But not like sit down speeches like that every week, every time that you see the
No,
person. That would ruin the friendship.
it would. Yes,
And
I
I feel
agree.
like Britt knows that better.
I agree. So Anna and Finn, first of all, loved Anna's shirt. We just went,
It
oh,
was
that was
so pretty.
beautiful. I want to be classy like her when I'm her age, because she is, oh, it was stunning.
I feel like you'd have to be that skinny though for it to be tucked in like
Oh
that in the
yeah.
front.
So I'm gonna work on that.
I will never get there, but I will compliment you when you start dressing like that.
Thanks. I like how Curtis reminded Finn of how much work he's already done.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, all the guy talks were good this week. They're heart to hearts. Uh-oh.
You're gonna think I'm cheesy.
Oh, jeez. What were you crying about
I wasn't crying.
now?
I said I
Okay.
was writing a song.
Oh, no.
As
Go
soon as the
ahead.
DNA results were ready, text popped up on Finn's phone. I got Alanis Morissette's Ironic in my head and saying, results from DNA on your wedding day.
You should submit that to Atlanta. See if she wants to do a rewrite of the song.
Yes. But
Oh
can
my
you do a
gosh.
GH version? Oh my
Yes,
gosh. Let's write a
that
GH version of
would
our. You know, Steve and Bradford do parody songs all the time. I'll submit that to them because Bradford can definitely sing a lot better than me.
There you go.
And he actually went to the hospital to get them, but then Jackie stopped him
And gave
from
her
getting.
dumb
You know
sob
that she's
story.
totally gonna go steal them.
Exactly.
Ugh.
I understand saying, please don't expose whatever they say if it
Right.
says that he's yours, but you have to go see them. You're never going to be able to let it rest, which is why you ran the test to begin with.
Right. Well, it'll be our first tampered DNA results then for the year.
Do you think she'll tamper them or just take them?
Well, that's still messing with them.
I guess. I don't think she's going to change them, though. I don't think she's that. I don't know what word I'm looking for. I mean, obviously, she's smart enough, but I don't think she would bother with that. I think she kind of wants the truth to come out too, even though she doesn't want to mess up. Like she wants to know, but she doesn't want Chase to know.
This whole thing is just stupid.
It is. It is. I think they tried to do it when there was a lull in somewhere and they thought they needed to make something exciting, and now it's just dragging on and on and on.
Like, we don't need this.
No. It's not going to make any storyline better. Just dumb.
So sticking with Jackie?
Sure. She was smart this week. I liked her whole knowing where they were keeping Cyrus's mother. And that whole storyline, he's like, tell me. And she's like, no, sorry, I can't reveal my sources. Sorry.
So she and Martin went. I did like that she let him come.
Yes. I didn't like how clueless he was, though, because he should also be very intelligent considering he's an attorney
Well,
and he wasn't following along with anything that she was saying.
some people can be book smart, but not
That's true. That's true. But I guess he
street smart.
underestimated her. Like, how do we know what room? Well, she's probably on the first floor because that would be the easiest way to move. And I already looked at all the copies of how
Right.
it's set up, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's not going to take you in there and just have you knocking on every door. What the heck?
And she produces this bag of trash.
Yes. Yes.
You don't just take the bottles out.
No, we need all the
You need
trash.
all of
I
it.
do. To prove my point, look what I did for you.
And he didn't. Part of eating is smelling.
Right.
And he was downing that bucket of chicken.
Yes.
Didn't smell the garbage before that.
Nope. Guess not.
So they go in and visit.
It was such a nice visit. Such
Well,
a nice visit.
first, when they went in, Jason was waiting for them.
Yep, he said, wrong room.
But he let them go visit. So that was nice.
Yes. And Florence said that Bobby and Mr. Blue Eyes were taking really good care of her.
I did have, okay, Bobby was reading her erotica as a bedtime story.
That's the kind of nurse I
I would
want
feel so uncomfortable if I were in a bed and you're reading me erotica. It's one thing to read like a book that has love scenes or something in it, but
Right.
I mean, that was straight up uncomfortable.
She's a good nurse. She's keeping her patient happy. Florence didn't seem to mind.
No,
So,
I don't. I
know
just.
your audience.
This is why they make audiobooks.
Not the book I would have thought she was going to read, but that's okay.
So yeah, so she let Martin know that she was okay, and then Jackie turned around and wrote a
Yeah,
story.
turned it into an interview.
Made Cyrus mad.
Yeah, he was mad this week. He had reason to be mad. Everyone was screwing up his plans. I don't know how Monica and Leslie knew that the article from Jackie was going to come out right in time for that board meeting, though.
I don't know.
Okay.
That did
I
not.
didn't know if I missed because I waited and watched two episodes yesterday and three episodes before I had to come over today.
Okay.
So I was not paying. It was birthday week. I was enjoying every day of birthday week and not doing GH stuff as much as I should have. So I thought maybe I missed where did they help? Like, how did they know? Were
Yeah.
they talking to Bobby and that's what they gave her the information then? I don't know, but there was something that needed to tie that together because if not, that was just a very big coincidence that this all came out at the same time.
Well, because they never talked to Jackie.
No.
So it's not like, yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad that I didn't just miss something. It just happened to work out perfectly.
Exactly. But Leslie and Laura in the room,
Yep.
so sweet.
But then
And
she said she's leaving
but she's
again.
going to check on Lulu. So maybe she'll bring Lulu back.
That would be nice. We are coming up on
There's.
sweeps. That would be a good sweep.
There we go. Sure beats having a brother, Dad.
Yeah, using that word like it's a word.
Phrase.
You're gonna say that out somewhere else, and they're gonna be
Well,
like, "Oh, what?
it's like having a cousin brother.
My brother, Dad."
Or brother cousin.
Oh, Alexis, I didn't understand why. Why was that any part of this week that she shows up at the Quartermain? She did really good talking to Jax and Valentine. Is that who she talked to? Finn. Okay, thanks. She did really good talking to them at the coffee shop. The conversations totally made sense. Sane, sober person having those conversations. When she showed up at the Quartermains, no. And Olivia was way too nice. I think your first step is coming here. No. No. I'm not being nice to the woman that slept with my husband.
And maybe she should go talk to Dante about, hey, sorry, I stabbed you.
Yeah. Go talk to anyone but Olivia. It is not the wife's job to absolve you of your feelings about sleeping with her husband. Not her job. Absolutely not. You can make that face. Yes, there's hostility there from all of my life experiences. No.
I
And
wasn't gonna say,
but you can
but
say
I
it.
know that you know.
I have that life experience. Not my job to make you feel better. Go somewhere else. Olivia was way too nice.
I did like, though, that she said, Alexa said to Olivia, your forgiveness means everything or something. And Olivia said, I didn't give you forgiveness.
Right. Just
She
because I
wasn't
don't.
letting her off that easy.
Right. Just because I choose to act like a lady and not punch you in the face does not mean I forgive you for
We
what
need
you
her
did.
inner Brooklyn to come out,
Yes.
inner Bensonhurst to come out.
Yes. Just for a minute. It came out the day when she found out everything, but her talking to Alexis. And again, I just didn't understand why Alexis was there other than for that
I
reason.
think we'll finish it
I hope so.
up,
There better
though.
be something else.
I
And
like
she
that
interrupted.
Robert.
Exactly. She interrupted Olivia and Robert,
He
which also made me mad.
calls her Livy.
So cute.
It is, especially that little accent.
So cute. She was bringing out the good wine to drink with him,
I
too.
know.
Like,
And not just any good wine, Ned's good wine.
yeah.
Oh, the one thing that we forgot to talk about with Maxie was when she was talking to Nina.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of rationalizing with, you kind of did crash a funeral.
Right.
So Jax was going to be there for Carly.
Yes.
But then Nina, or who, Diane asked Carly, okay, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. So Joss had the transplant in 2011. See, I'm starting to answer some of our own questions.
Okay.
So Nell was 18 when she had her kidney removed. And
Okay.
I said, Maxie really reasoned with Nina about who Nell is and that sending them to jail won't bring her peace. I like that.
Yes.
I feel like that's who needed to get through to her,
Right.
you know, someone on that level, because of course she's going to be mad about everything that just happened. But, and Wiley,
He is so cute.
oh,
He's so cute.
so cute. And I was glad with Carly not barging in. Michael saw her, and that's why
Right.
she didn't walk in, like, what are you doing with my grandson? But she did let her know,
That is her grandson.
you will not mess with him,
Yeah.
you know, which I think's fair.
Right.
you know, it's no. Michael and Willow are going to let you
Yes.
see him, but if you hurt them,
Right. If you're going to act crazy, then we're not going down this road. Thanks anyway. But I don't think that she would. Now that she got a taste of hanging out with him, they were so cute. And I liked how Michael stood his ground too. Whenever she said something about Wiley and his mom, and he was like, "No,
Willow's
Willow's the
mom.
mom. That's it." So if they can all learn their boundaries, it would be a nice little family for Wiley.
Yes.
He's so cute.
He is waving.
Yes, and hitting the buttons on the iPad so they could look at the
And he's
polar
already
bear
making
stuff.
so many career choices by the age of three.
Right. So funny.
And he's playing with polar bears on the iPad or
Yes.
whatever.
So cute. I did think it was weird that Nina said, "Maybe you can come back here another day." Well, why don't you meet at the park or something? He doesn't need to
Right,
come to your office.
he's gonna want some toys.
Right. You better get a bin together there, Grandma.
Yeah, well, we don't know where she's living, so.
You never know where she's living.
Well, she was at the Metro Court, wasn't she?
Right, after she was done with Valentine, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Were you under the impression that the offices were at the very top of the building?
Yeah.
It was either this week or last week where they said going up to the Metro Court. Because they're in the same building, right? Like the
Yeah.
restaurant. And they said going up to like the restaurant.
Well, I thought the restaurant was on the top,
Okay.
and then
The
there was
office
like
buildings are
three
below it.
levels of office buildings, and
Okay.
then the
And
rest was
then the rest of the
rooms.
hotel.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's how it is in my
If we
mind.
could get a floor plan, a blueprint, please, of the Metro
So we
Court.
can memorize it like Jackie. This is where we go here.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know that I'm right, but that's what I just imagined,
I was
was it
just
was
wondering what you thought.
the top level.
Yeah.
'Cause when they go out on the terrace of the
True, they have the
restaurant, there's
beautiful
nothing
view
else.
and
Yeah.
okay,
So,
I'll take that.
talking about Wiley, are you gonna ignore the fact that Michael and Willow still want to be with each other?
Willow said that she and Chase are finding their way back to each other.
As they stood there and looked at each other like they wanted to kiss.
Okay, wait. Cheesiest moment of the week. You want to watch Love Actually? Oh, is this the one where all the people are in love with the wrong people? Stop. That
Is
was.
cheesy and cute like that.
No, because someone pointed out they have nothing in common except for Wiley.
You don't have to have stuff in common with the person that you want to be with.
My ex and I have nothing in common except for our kids now. So we should be together because we both love our kids
No, but that
and we're both good
doesn't.
parents.
No,
Exactly. Because
that
we
doesn't
do not
mean.
get along other than the fact that we
But
have
they
kids together,
do. But they do.
not with anything other
That's the
than.
difference. That's not true. They try each other's stuff.
What has he tried of hers?
The whole wine thingy he taught her because she had an
He said
interest
that he
in the
wanted to
wine.
do it too, though. He's like, oh, well, I can get you the top class sommelier.
He thinks about her. That's why he pays attention to the stuff she says she likes so he
It's not
can
like Chase
redecorate the
doesn't.
gatehouse.
Chase doesn't have the money. It's not like Chase doesn't pay attention to
I
Willow.
didn't say that Chase was bad. I said that that's done and over with. When they were saying goodnight, they wanted to kiss. You're just mad because I'm right and you're wrong, and that's
I
how it
don't think
goes.
so. I did like that Sasha chose to go home to cry Wiley instead of going back to check on Brando.
Yeah, that was like a very important moment. When
Yeah.
she first said that, I was like, go to Brando,
I
but
know.
she didn't.
I just thought that was a big growth step for her because I still think she should go to Brando. I still think that she and
Yes.
Brando should be a thing, but where she was not going to be,
Right.
no, you go be a dad. I don't want any part of that.
Yes, because that was part of the reason that he thought they might not work to begin with
Right.
whenever he took custody of Wiley. So
But she has supported him through that entire
she
thing.
has. She's a
And
very nice girl. She just doesn't belong with him.
again, you don't need the original couples back together. It can be Willow and Chase and Sasha and Brando and Michael and Maxie. Yes.
No, because
Yes.
Willow wants to be with Michael.
No, she wants to be with Chase.
Did you not see that look she gave
But
him?
she also
Where
gave
she
Chase the
stood there
looks.
for that extra second, like, please kiss me. And he didn't.
She also looks at Chase that way.
So she's confused.
Okay, so Michael and Maxie.
No,
Okay, and first of all, hold it. No. I'm totally calling you out on something that you said last week. That's a lot of kids. That's four kids. Amanda, how many do you have?
that's not the point.
And you are an amazing single mom, and you've
Thanks.
never had a nanny. I'm pretty sure that Michael and Maxie can handle four kids with all of their resources.
Maybe. Maybe they can. I don't know. Four is just a lot of kids. Mine are spaced out. That's my justification. Mine are spaced out. I
Okay.
do not have kids on top of each other because Georgie is what, seven?
Something like that.
Okay. And then James is
Going to be
three.
three in May.
Okay. And then Wiley is two.
Yeah.
and then we have a new baby. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
But you don't realize it when you're in it. Mine are 17 months apart.
Because you're crazy. And I know there's a
But
lot of people like you who are crazy out there, but
and
you guys are crazy.
I'm
I
the oldest
couldn't
of
have done it.
four, and there was definitely three of us around under five.
Yeah, nope, I couldn't have done it. There's 3 years between Megan and Emily, and that was perfect. I could never have done any closer together.
I just thought it was funny because when I was listening back, I'm like, she really did say that.
Have 4 kids. Okay,
That's a lot
so
of kids. How are they going to do it? I'm like, I don't know, Amanda. How do you live your life? Okay.
mine are spaced out.
So
That's why.
TJ and Molly
I
did
didn't
whatever it was that they did.
even make a note on that. There was no type of vows exchanged. There was no sweet conversation. It was, here's my license, sign
Sign
my
the
name,
paper.
now it's your turn, and then take some pictures. Why'd you even get dressed up at that point?
And I know that it's COVID. Okay, Finn kissed Anna on the cheek, at least.
Right.
Like, why? And we have seen them. They
Do the
know
fake
how to do the
kiss.
fake kiss
Yes.
instead of a
Do the fake
hug.
kiss. Yes. Yes.
A hug
No. No.
is a hug how you
No.
seal a commitment ceremony.
No.
A kiss
No.
is a marriage. Hug a commitment
No.
ceremony. Fist bump for
Right?
something.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
No. I don't like that. And I don't understand the point of it. I feel like they could do so much more with Molly and TJ separately. Why are we keeping them together? We have so many grown-up couples that work together that should stay together that they rip apart just for drama, but they're going to
Like
keep
Willow and Chase.
Molly, no, but they're going to keep Molly and TJ together forever.
Well,
Or are we marrying them, not marrying them, commitment ceremonying them just so that we can rip them apart and it be dramatic?
and here's the thing that I'm disappointed in. I know that we kind of make fun of the commitment ceremony because we're just like, what the heck? They really had an opportunity to prove us wrong
Exactly.
or to show us this is the difference. You know, because
Right.
after Molly's speech about how she's turning Valentine's Day into being about love, that was not
No.
a loving ceremony.
No.
It was, but you know what though? They did say that they just didn't want to have to deal with any of it. So it sounds like they did have something bigger planned and then just decided to go. And a lot of people go to the justice of the peace, and that is
Don't,
totally
yes,
fine.
I don't have a problem with the justice of the
Looking
peace.
back, part of me really wishes that's all I had done.
Oh, your wedding was so pretty.
It was, but looking back, like, so we'll be married 10 years this May. And I'm like, my number one advice to people is don't have a huge wedding, get married, and then in 10 years celebrate with the people who support your marriage.
That's a good
Because
idea.
you will flip through your, if you are engaged, consider this.
Yes.
Because you will look through your wedding album and be like,
That person's no longer part. Yeah.
right. And there will be falling outs.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't take those people out of the pictures.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, where we were when we got married, it was perfect. But there are people that I'm looking back and I'm like, you didn't support us,
Right.
you know, and yeah, especially when my husband was becoming a stepfather also. So yeah,
Yeah.
people say they do, but then they
It's
prove it wrong.
different to follow through. No, I feel like it doesn't matter what you name it. It's supposed to be about love and solidifying your relationship and that ceremony. I don't know what other ones are like because I have not been part of them, but that ceremony did not show any of that.
And Alexis not being there is going to drive her over the edge.
Yeah, right.
Maybe, okay, maybe that's embellishing it a little bit that's going to drive her over the edge. But her not even knowing about it,
Right.
she's going to be upset. Maybe that'll be, although she does have her one day chip. I loved her conversation with Finn. We
Yes.
didn't get into that.
Right.
I like that Finn asked if he could be proud of her because I'm so proud of you is can be such a condescending.
Right.
You see it a lot with weight loss. Because someone will be so proud of themselves because they're like, you know what? I worked really hard. And then people are like, I'm so proud of you. And it's like, why? You know, it's
Yes.
that might have been a bad example, but sometimes saying that you're proud of someone can be condescending. And the fact that he asked permission to be proud of her, I thought was sweet.
Yes.
So.
No, those conversations were great because, again, it made sense that they were happening because she's friends with Finn and they've been part of each other's recovery and
Right.
it made sense. The Quartermaines, no.
Let's do Ava and Nicholas first, and
Okay.
then we'll do.
So they said something about going to see Ryan, or no, they got to the hospital and you saw Nicholas slip the guard money and then you saw Ava walk in and I instantly was like, why out loud to myself? why is Ryan at GH? That doesn't make any sense. And then she flipped through his chart and was like, oh, you have bed sores, poor thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Also, don't understand. They make it sound like Mercy is the crappy hospital around. I would just assume then that the prisoners are taken to Mercy, not to GH. So why does Ryan get to keep showing up at GH?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. But she talked to him and
Maybe
he
because
didn't
his
move. That was some great acting because if
he's
someone
so
was
good
in
at
my
that.
face like that, I don't know that I could
Especially with
sit.
a cockroach right
Yeah.
there. Ooh.
He just sat perfectly. That was amazing.
He is a really good actor.
But yeah, she said she showed him the cockroach and she read him the letter and then she smushed it on the ground and told him to basically leave her alone because they were not going to be intimidated by his crap. They were not scared. That was that.
And then the guard brought his mail, and we find out that he's been writing Spencer a letter.
Yes.
What does that letter say?
Don't
And it was
know.
returned to sender.
Yes.
So, did Spencer reject it, or is he coming back?
I would assume he's coming back. Because
Please,
they
please, please,
talked
please,
about
please.
him, Nicholas and Laura were talking about him. So I would
Yes.
hope that he's coming back.
And it sounds like he's trying to come around to,
Right?
oh, the real Valentine's Day present was a bracelet with the day that they.
Was so nice, actually. That was so
That was very
nice.
sweet.
Yes. Yes, because she even read it at first and was like, huh? And then he explained it. And that was cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I liked all of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, because the thing that we were the most angry about when he came back was he and Ava had such a spark when he left
Yes.
and they made it so bad. I'm glad that they are. And
Yeah, they definitely have found their way back to each other.
I hope that people are now embracing Marcus as
I think he's doing a really good job.
Nicholas, because he, I buy it from him,
Yes.
you know, and sometimes you don't feel the chemistry with people.
Right.
He is bringing the chemistry.
Yes,
So,
they're good. They're one of
yes.
my favorite couples.
Agree.
So then last is Franco.
Oh, man.
I don't even know. The stuff with Cameron, oh my gosh. And that was extra
Did you
cute.
cry?
I did
Did,
not
oh,
cry. Did you cry?
I teared up.
Oh
It
my
reminded me of
Lord.
when my son was getting his hair cut for junior ROTC, though, because he likes to have his hair longer, but they have to have it cut like that.
Oh,
And I was
okay.
just like, oh, I was so proud of him. And William Lipton did get his hair cut in real life. So
That was sweet.
I wonder how much acting Eden McCoy had to do cutting his
Yeah,
hair,
that was probably
crying while
terrifying.
cutting his hair.
I don't want to cut this off. No, it was a cute scene.
Trina, all the girls at school hate me.
Right, exactly. Very, very cute scene. Emily was in the room with me and she was like, he's so hot. And I was like, stop, please. He is a cute young man,
Well,
but I can't have this conversation with you because he's like a baby. So
but
don't
he's
talk to
age
me.
appropriate for her, and
For
that's how he
her,
got
exactly.
hooked.
I know.
I asked my daughter if she would start watching with me because she watched like 2 minutes
Oh, okay.
one day. She goes, it's too much drama.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
the whole
I
point. Megan asked me a question this week about something that was happening, and I was like, it doesn't have to make sense. It's a soap. That's the
know.
point.
Well, JD was watching it on Friday with me when Maxie was like opening up the gifts, and I kept saying, Aztec jewelry, Aztec jewelry. And he's looking at me like,
Are you crazy?
what? He's like, why do you just keep seeing Aztec jewelry? I was like, because her mom's an Aztec princess. And
Duh, how do you not know
why didn't
that?
she send Aztec jewelry?
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's funny when our
Then I
family
had to
tries to
explain the
walk in on
Georgie
it.
thing to him too. Because he's
Oh,
like,
okay.
wait.
Right. And why is she getting her daughter's jewelry? That doesn't make any
Yeah.
sense.
Okay, so back to Cam, Franco, all
Yes.
that.
So that was so cute. Cam shaved his head in solidarity with Franco losing his hair. And then he finally told his mom that he got accepted to Stanford. And she was like, what? I didn't even know that was on the table. What are you talking about? And Franco told him he has to go to college, which totally makes sense. And then they had a whole conversation that didn't make sense because I don't understand why Franco would leave.
Because he almost hit
But he
Cam.
didn't.
Well, I know, and Cam, but he is looking out for if he's, trust me, I understood both of it. I understood both of it because Cam was terrified
He
when
was.
Franco.
But if you were having a nightmare and you don't have any
Oh, I
medical
have totally beat
issues,
up my husband.
right, and I wake you up out of that, you're gonna jump at me
I
too.
am the worst
And
person for you don't want to startle me awake. You will get hurt. I
exactly.
don't mean to.
Right.
You
That
will
doesn't
get.
mean you need to go spend the weekend at the hospital and then go to a mental institution.
Yeah.
or the weekend at a hotel, I mean, and then go to the mental institution.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that Cam defending him was really, really sweet. But then also when he was defending his choice of not going to Stanford, and he's like, I can just go after you're better. You know, it's like his mindset is Franco's going to die. You know, oh, his pep talk to himself that he has to be strong for Aiden and Jake.
Such a good big brother.
Oh, such a good.
I don't know.
And then Jason came to talk to Franco.
Oh, yeah. And he was
And
like,
Cam's like,
I'll go
I'm not leaving.
upstairs after he leaves. That was funny.
That was great.
That was very, he's going to be the man of the house. And Franco was like, no, go upstairs.
He's like, fine.
I
I don't know.
don't know. I understand Franco's sick. You need to take precautions. Trying to make a conscious effort that he goes to bed in a bedroom, maybe even a bedroom by himself, so he doesn't lash out at Elizabeth. But sending him away already, I mean, that's like indefinitely because it's going to take them forever to figure out this brain stuff. I don't like it.
Unless David Hayward comes.
True.
Just saying. I did like that Elizabeth reminded them that that little pact
Yes.
is no longer valid.
Her hair looks really good this week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what she did different, but it looks so
I
good.
think I wanted to talk about that last week because it was the Valentine's Day. Yeah, it was really cute.
But even I thought it was just that day, but then the following day or whatever, she had it pulled up and like part of it coming down, like a messy ponytail that looks like not a messy ponytail. It looked really good.
Well, they do have hair and makeup to do that
I
stuff.
need someone like that in my house.
I agree.
I
I think that's it.
think so too. That was a lot. It was a lot of stuff that didn't go together.
But I
Yeah, I
like
don't
that
have
we are
anything else.
on. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
I know. I want to see if I'm right, if it's Obrecht or not.
I have no idea who it could be.
Because I can't imagine it being anyone else. But then
Frisco!
I kind of want to be wrong. She wouldn't be scared of Frisco either.
No, she wouldn't.
I kind of want to be wrong because I want it to be someone totally exciting that I've never thought of.
Maybe it's Spinelli.
Oh, maybe.
And she's mad. Like,
Maybe.
wait a second. You told me you were sick and now you're here.
Maybe.
Blah, 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 blah.
That would make sense. Okay. We'll see.
So maybe she's not scared. She's mad.
Okay. I'll take that.
I don't know.
Find out tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, they better because that's how we ended Friday. So
That doesn't mean that's how they'll open up tomorrow.
that's true.
You might not know till next Friday with the way they run things sometimes.
That is true. Very true. All right. So, birthday girl, tell us about your week.
Do-do-do. Reality check. It was a good week. It was birthday week. The highlight, obviously, was our interview that, like I said, I did awful during. No
You
one,
did not.
no, we talk about being authentic and how we don't talk about things ahead of time so you get our true reaction. No one will ever doubt that I was 100% in love with her back in the day by my reaction through that entire
I
conversation.
thought that during the conversation, you did a good
No,
job. And then with the two of us talking, you were excited. But I mean, when you were talking to her, I think you did good.
No,
I
but
think you did.
thank you. I'll
I thought it was a
take your
really good
fake
interview. I thought that
compliment,
you
but
did a
no.
great job.
The
It's
interview
not
was
a fake
amazing.
compliment.
She was awesome. And thank you for picking up because we had discussed the questions we were going to ask and you were right on top of it. So it went fine. But you could totally hear the fangirl in my voice between when we were talking to her and then when you and I were talking about it. I was still excited, but the conversation made way more sense. That's okay.
I think you did a good job.
I can't change the fact that I was so excited because I was so excited talking to her.
Well, the
So
next time
that was
you'll be
that.
a little bit more
I'll
practiced.
try. I feel like no one else, no offense to any of the other actors, because I do love them all, but no one else will ever be at
No,
that
the next time we
level.
talk to her,
So, oh,
you'll be fine.
I don't know about that, but
Okay.
So, but yeah, besides that, then yesterday was, well,
Oh, and
Saturday.
her episode of This Is Us was last week.
Yes.
I really don't know if she knew that it was going to be.
I don't think so either, because she said she didn't think it was even done
Yeah.
editing, and then it must have been like the
But
next day she found out. That was perfect. But what?
Wiley's mom also didn't know when, well, I mean, we didn't really ask.
Right. But
And
she
then it
wasn't
wound
sure
up
when that was
being the
going to
day
come.
after we,
Now, we're
or
good
2 days
luck.
before, I
Look
know.
at
So what storyline do you want fixed? And we'll
Then,
interview them.
exactly. And it'll be all done. No, that was super exciting because anyone that I know that didn't know her from GH, I could then turn around and be like, the nurse from whenever they had the triplets. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's who I talked to last week. She wished me happy birthday.
Yes.
So that was my conversation with everyone this week. And then Saturday was my actual birthday. And so we just did a birthday party with the kids and my family and hung out. I mean, it was pretty much a normal Saturday night for me, except for I got presents and there was cake because that's what I do every weekend. So, but I was happy my son came and my niece came that I haven't seen in a while. So, yay, it was good. Now I'm old. End of story. How about you? Cap and gown.
Cap and gown came, yeah. Did you
I
see me? I jotted it down.
didn't know you said that
Oh.
earlier because that was the other thing exciting, real
Oh,
quick,
yeah.
was the kids were all off school Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so I took them to the store in Sharon, PA called The Winner. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh my God. It's like an old time fancy store that you would
Okay.
picture people going to. There's only stuff on three floors, I think, but it's four stories. And like you walk in, there's like an old car parked in the middle of it. And they have these huge chandeliers that come down. And it's just
Oh.
so awesome. And it's where I got my wedding dress. And I have not been back there since, but I always tell the girls the story of going to this fancy place. And there's like nothing else around it. It's just a small little town. It's not, like in a big fancy shopping center or whatever. So they were off Tuesday and I said, we're going to go and look for Madeline's first communion dress. And Emily wanted to look at prom dresses and there was like nobody in the store. So the lady who works the prom dresses let the girls try on whatever they wanted and all different styles and prices and whatever. And then Madeline got to do a little fashion show with their first Holy Communion dresses. And so I picked out her dress, spent more money than I wanted to, but that's okay because she looks like an angel in
She
it.
does. You sent me
And
that picture. I'm like, no.
so that was like a super fun day. Just my mom came with us. It was like a whole girls' day.
Oh,
We did
that's
lunch and
nice.
whatever. So that made you say to me, oh my gosh, it must be like big time clothing week because you got your son's capping out.
That day,
Yeah.
like within an
Did you
hour
cry?
after, I
That's a
sat
yes.
there. So it had his name on it. And I knew that there was a package downstairs. And I was like, what was it? And my husband brought it up to me, and I looked at the return sender, and I went, oh. And so I opened it, and I just felt like I couldn't talk.
Aw,
And
did
I'm
you
just
try it
looking,
on?
no, he doesn't even know that
Oh, see,
it arrived
Emily's came last week, and I didn't tell her because we were in a family dispute last week. So this week, when we were rehashing the family dispute and she just kind of needed something to pull her out of it, I was like, oh, by the way, your cap and gown came. So being a girl, she was like, oh, yeah, I have to try it on and blah,
Yeah, I
blah,
don't
blah, and
think
all
that
that stuff.
he's
So
gonna care about it.
probably not. Matt
But
didn't care about his, but as a mom, it's a big moment.
I just, because, yeah.
You're so cute.
It was hard because, and then we get that daily text that says,
How many more
only so
days?
many, and I'm like,
I
and this kid has to pick college still. We've had,
was gonna ask if that decision has been made yet.
so March 11th, we are going back to one of the schools because we weren't able to get in the animation lab. And then 2 days later on that Saturday, another one of the schools is having like their pre-orientation. It's like, it's whatever their recruiting thing. It's
Okay.
Future Fighting Scots Day.
Okay.
So you get to go up, you get to get the tour, you get to all that stuff. So he had better have a decision
After
that
those,
weekend.
okay.
So I can't believe that we're here, and I'm so proud of him, and I just can't.
I can't wait to see you on graduation day
I'm gonna
crying your
be
eyes out.
a
I'm gonna
mess.
make fun of
But
you.
you know what though? Okay, so for as much as I cry about so many things, I don't cry on, I cry when my friends have babies. I didn't cry when I had mine.
No, me neither.
I didn't cry, I missed it up on my wedding day, but I did not like cry, but I cry at other people's weddings.
Right.
I feel like when those things are happening, I'm really good about being in the moment, and then I will bawl after. So I'm gonna scream like crazy for his birth or his graduation, but
I don't think I'll cry at graduation. I think I'll cry at the party.
maybe. No, because I'll be too busy playing hostess. I won't have time.
I would keep trying to convince her dad to throw the party instead of me, so I don't have to do all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to work, but
Yeah.
it's more his family than my family, just because he has a way bigger family than I do. So to me, it makes sense that he should handle that. And all the money that we've paid out over the years in graduation presents, she should get paid that back. Not that it's about the money, but you know what I mean.
Right,
Give
yeah.
people the opportunity to be generous if they would so like.
Boy. But yeah, that's. Oh, and speaking of DNA, my DNA results came back from. I did. This is not a plug. This is
Uh-oh.
not a plug.
Shannon committed a crime. What?
Okay, first of all, I sent it in beginning of January. So it took like 8 weeks
Wow.
for me to get mine. My whole life, I've been told I was German. It came back no German.
Been
And then
told, I'm
I
sure.
matched with one of my cousins on the side that I would have had German. And He also does not have German because of how Ancestry breaks it down. How they break down Europe is different. And then I had done another one, MyHeritage, that the way that they group Europe, German does show under the category that they have Germany under, but it
Okay.
was only at like 5%.
Okay.
I am way more Irish than I thought I was.
That's why we get
66%,
along.
66%,
That's why we're friends.
18% Scottish.
Wow.
Yeah. I was totally, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I thought it was cool. I might try another one just to see what it says. Because, I mean, they're only as good as the people who submit their DNA.
Right.
So, but I mean, Germany is kind of a big country.
Just a little.
There's a lot of people.
Right.
So I highly doubt that there's not a large sample size of
Right.
Germans. Because I had a lot of people say the same thing on, they're like, yeah, I thought I was German too, and I'm not. So,
You just wanted to play with the DNA test because all the GH you watch.
No, I really, so I don't know, because there's a lot of adoption and step parenting.
Okay.
And my biological grandfather, I am connected with his widow and my two technical aunts on that side. And I mean, when I was pregnant with my son, he was still alive, but they still sent me a gift, you know, but I don't remember ever having met them. Like the grandfather bought me my entire series of Anne of Green Gables, and I will never get rid of it. But that was for Christmas one year. I don't remember if we got Christmas gifts every year, but I remember that he bought me that. And finally, one day, I just reached out to the three of them, the three women, and I was like, listen, because his widow, so we call her Nana and then her first name. So I've at least known about her, but we're on Facebook, we're friends, blah, 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 blah. And she posted these pictures of my grandfather. I thought I was looking at my son in black and white. I mean, I was just like, wait, what? And then, so I asked them, I was like, I need to know more, you know, because, and there are definite issues and definite reasons as to why, but I guess he changed. So that's good. But I mean, I found out that he was very into nature, which I would, if it was nice out, live outside all that I could, you know, it just seemed like we had a lot in common that I'm like, man, I didn't get to know that stuff. So, because I know it's hard for me. And I mean, I don't even know how I know people. Well, I know people who are adopted that found other siblings through doing this. I basically don't really know anything about that part of my family. And I want to know.
There
So, yeah. Yay, DNA.
you
And my response to the whole, it must be wrong. It must be a scam. I'm like, it caught the Golden State Killer
Right.
by his like fifth cousin.
Yeah.
I think we can trust it.
Right.
So, whatever. Nurse D,
Oh,
let me know.
jeez.
You're going to regret sending us that email.
But we appreciate
So appreciate it. Okay,
it.
so Thursday, we're going to read more emails and messages and stuff that just says more about Leslie,
Yay.
filling in those gaps.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.